You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6 and 7. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before me." But the Lord said unto Samuel, "Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth as man, not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Samuel was sent to anoint a king over Israel. And when he got to the house of Jesse, the first person he looked at was Eliab. And he said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before me." There were things about Eliab on the surface that when you look at, you think this is a brother. You think this is a child of God. You think this man is in Christ. But he is not. You see, people labor for external appearance. You want to please people. You are a terrible wife, but you come outside, you speak in fellowship, and appear as if you are a great woman for the Lord. You are a very terrible man, but you will pretend in fellowship. You are involved in a lot of activities in the church. Now, let me tell you this. You can deceive human beings. People can think that you are a child of God. They can think you are a servant of God, and you can deceive them for long. You can be a very terrible husband to your wife and deceive people in the church. But on the day when it matters the most, when it will be God that is deciding the fate of men, that day you will be exposed. And it is that day that you should be more concerned with. You should live your life with that day in mind. What will it profit you to deceive everybody only for you to be rejected by the Lord? Eliab certainly has some physical characteristics. He could be a very gentle man when you look at him outwardly, but you won't know that he's a terror on the inside. You won't know that he's a wicked man on the inside. He could even be a man that is full of church activities. He's either leading choir or he's an elder, or is a pastor, or is one of those on the preaching roster, and so on. Yet he's a very terrible man. Let me tell you, you are deceiving nobody but yourself. Because when the time will come, when it will matter, you will be disappointed. Because God cannot be deceived. Stop living your life to please men and displease God. What will it profit you? That you are living a life that displeases God, but you want to appear to men that you are pleasing to God. That is foolishness, really. It makes no sense. How long are you going to live that kind of life? Because you are really not deceiving anybody. You are just destroying yourself. God cannot be deceived. He said, "I have refused him." That means that even God came to check. God wanted to give him an opportunity. God wanted to consider him to be a king in Israel. But when God looked at him, when God looked at the aspect that men don't see, God said, "No, this one cannot be a king over my people." He said, "I have refused him." God didn't say, "I did not consider him." He said, "I have refused him," which means that God considered him. Being the firstborn, God considered him. But God said, "No, I cannot pick this person." So what is the gain of Eliab with all the deception and hypocrisy he's been practicing for years? Brethren, let's live our life, walk in a way that is worthy of our Lord Jesus Christ. The person you should strive to please is your Lord and Savior. It's not men. He doesn't worth it, pretending before men. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.